This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen, Eric Frank.
That would be a twist if he were here with us today.
He looks kind of like a wimp. Have you seen pictures of him, Kem Kessler?
Yeah, he's kind of little and gross, but you know what? A gun evens the score every time, I guess.
I suppose. Yep. Anyway, we're talking about the 7-week manhunt that ended in Pennsylvania overnight. This fellow accused of killing a state trooper and seriously wounding another one has been captured. Eric Frank. That's how we pronounce it.
I say Freen. Mm-hmm.
We say Freen. All right. Be arraigned today. Big story from Italy. Italy today. High-speed car chase. Mafia shootout in Loro, Italy. L-A-R-U. Is it L-A? Yeah. Well, who cares how it's spelled. Just east of Naples, this town. The changing face of organized crime, according to the local story. And also, I saw this on Reuters from Rome. The participants in this gunfight were not the usual lieutenants and soldiers in the mafia, but middle-aged women and teenage girls associated with the Cava crime family, shooting it out with the rival Camorra crime family, the granddaughters of Salvatore Graziano, and their mother, fighting about control of the business in and around Naples. Two women and a 16-year-old girl were killed in the shootout. I'm sorry about the two people got killed. I'm trying to imagine the malls, right? Isn't that what they call the old name for women who would be gunned? That wasn't Bonnie a mall? Wasn't that a...
Yeah, a gun mall. M-O-L-L.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So I thought you'd want to be the first to know what was going on there. Let's take our attention to Israel. Police there today, out in force, at the holy site known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Jews refer to it as the Temple Mount. Palestinian leaders call for a mass protest. Yesterday, Israeli authorities killed a Palestinian suspected of trying to assassinate a leading agitator for increased Jewish access to the site. We've talked earlier this week about Barry and Benji not getting along so well. One of the problems is that Netanyahu announced another 1,000 homes being built in this area. I think that's a mistake. Having been there, looking at it, proximity just throws more. It kind of reminds me of the, remember the old ad, some of you may remember, the 99-pound weakling who had sand thrown in his face, and then he became Charles Atlas, the big bodybuilder, because he worked on becoming bigger and stronger, and you can do that too. Well, that's sort of the bully who pushes around a little guy. And then, believe me, there's no sympathy for the Palestinian cause, the Hamas. But I just think about these things that could be done more tactfully, although you don't expect Netanyahu necessarily to be tactful. Or maybe you're Jewish and you say, Doug, you don't understand. I'm not there. I've been there four times, and I pretty much get what's going on. And I'm probably more sympathetic to the Israeli cause than anything else. But I just think building another 1,000 homes on that, first of all, who the heck would want to live there?
Right. That's the thing. I mean, you're kind of asking for trouble. But at the same time, as Israel, you must be so tired of being under attack all the time that you're like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just I'm living my life. I'm putting up the houses where I want to put them up. They should be able to put up those houses.
Mm-hmm. All right. The conversation about climate change. Global warming, is it?
Deja vu. Yeah.
Well, there is some good news today from Europe. And it doesn't have to do with global warming, but it does have to do with a warmer winter in Europe. As you know, there has been a lot of focus on the dis-ease between European countries and the Russians because of what they're doing in Ukraine. And there was a threat from our pal Vlad, puking Putin, who said, if you guys don't pay up in Ukraine, we're going to shut off the gas. You won't have any heat. Everybody will freeze. Everyone will die. We'll show you. Well, it seems that the European Union, the commission put together by the European Union, has figured out a deal to pay Moscow for the gas, because not only does the Ukraine benefit, but remember, all the gas that goes to Europe passes through the Ukraine. So the Russians, I mean, it would be stupid, and everybody knew that the Russians were trying to, you know, they're saber rattling, they're trying to get things so that they can control. That's the way those ex-KGB guys are. They just, you know, they want to control everything. They're little guys with little wee-wees, and they just need to have control over something. That's what they are. They're little teeny guys who want to be big, tough guys. And so, in these circumstances, we'll show you. And then the European Commission got together, and they've come up with the money to pay Ukraine, pay Russia, so that the energy exports will continue. There are guarantees, there's aids, there's all kinds of stuff. But again, remember, it's in their best interest as well, because most of the gas that they get there comes from Russia. That's, by the way, going to change, because they're doing now a lot of drilling. It's pretty amazing. And I wonder, often, do you ever wonder about the Earth sort of like sucking with all the oil and the gas that we're taking out of the core of the Earth? Do you ever wonder about what's filling that void? What's going into those holes where we take all the gas and the oil out? Someday, is that what's going to happen to the surface of the Earth?
That's a horrible noise, just for the record. No, stop. It's freaking me out.
Really?
Reminds me of being at the dentist and the spit sucker.
Reminds me of Limbaugh's Gorbasm. They were Gorbasms. I think he called them that. Anyway, so the gas thing is straightened out. Those of you who have relatives in Europe who are worried about them freezing, or you want to take a trip to Europe this winter, but you don't want to go because it's going to be cold, now you cannot go because you're worried about Ebola spreading all over Europe. But it won't be because you're cold. Do you know how much we should talk to Parsons? Don't we have Parsons on later in this hour? Tom Parsons, yes, from Best Fares. So the cost of travel to Europe is plummeting. The cost of travel to the Middle East plummeting. Nobody wants to go. No one wants to go because of their fears. How many people have died now? What, about 5,400 people have died. And they've all been with, what, four exceptions? They've been in Africa. Mm-hmm. So why would you be worried about going to Europe? Or in general, there are people who say, I don't want to get on a plane.
People are worried about getting on a plane. Yeah. That's what it boils down to. And I don't blame them. The way they keep planes, ew, it's disgusting.
Well,
clean those puppies and maybe we wouldn't feel so bad. I mean, you know how it is. You open up a tray table and there's
Airlines.
Like a piece of macaroni and cheese from
gross.
A kid 4 years ago.
Yeah, gross. Ooh. Yeah, they just don't clean them. They used to clean them every night. They wash down all the trays and tables and stuff. But no, we've got to save money and make more money so we have dirty planes. Ooh. All right. So what else have we got to take care of here? I have a problem that I'd like to see you fix, resolve. I have this problem. Many of you have this problem. So how can we fix the problem together? The problem I'm talking about is hair loss. You have been losing your hair. We all lose our hair. Jennifer loses her hair. Kenny loses his hair. Michael loses his hair. Michael cuts his hair, so sure you don't know whether he's losing it or not.
But he says he does not.
The bottom line, he doesn't lose hair?
Michael says he doesn't lose hair.
Yes, he does. He's losing hair. Everybody loses hair. He just doesn't know it because his hair is so short he can't see it when it falls out. When you brush your hair...
He looks like a chimp.
Yeah, I know. Well, but when you brush your hair and you see the hair on your hairbrush or you watch it go down the drain, you get worried because you think, oh, my God, I'm losing my hair. Everybody loses their hair. What the problem is that some of you can't grow it back again because your pores on your scalp are all plugged up. And if they're all plugged up, that means the new follicles of hair can't get through. Problem solved. Like how I do that now, Jennifer, for emphasis.
I love it. It sounds like you're killing a fly.
Yes. No, the flies are pretty much all gone now. Anyway, the Provia difference is seeing the hair come back again. Your hair is thinning. the old waving goodbye? No. Don't have to have that as a reality. All you have to do is call 800-525-8319. Provia will work, or you get your money back. It cleanses the pores. And so the follicles of the hair that are underneath your scalp start growing again. Your hair comes back again. You look handsome and beautiful again. Doug Steffen has solved another problem. Well, Provia really has solved the problem. I'm just telling you about how to get it. Dial 800-525-8319. I'm only the middleman here. You need to call that number, 800-525-8319. Fix the problem. You got to recognize what the problem is first. When you recognize the problem, when you understand what the problem is, and I've tried to graphically describe it as well as I can, your pores are plugged. So unplug them. That's what Provia does. Get that stuff that's in your pores out of your pores and let the hair grow back again and enjoy a wonderful head of hair. Keep your scalp cleansed by using Provia. 800-525-8319. I guess the bottom line is you'll see your hair. It'll be nice and you'll feel good about yourself. There's wonderful health benefits to feeling good about yourself, looking in the mirror and liking what you see. So you want to see more hair? Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. Why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it?
This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Don't miss the store-wide savings and shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m. You'll earn Kohl cash, too. And Kohl's is your Disney Frozen destination. Save on a huge assortment of Frozen products, including everything from fashion to home. Many you'll find only at Kohl's. Plus, sign up for Kohl's Yes to You Rewards and get rewarded for shopping. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, find your yes. Kohl's.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without them.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to move the dose to death.
Three sports-related stories today. Salt Lake City says they are optimistic about getting the Olympics. They don't know what they actually have to do to get the bid, but they want the Winter Olympics back in Salt Lake. I'm going to capture it whenever they can. San Francisco should be ashamed of themselves, or at least some San Franciscans. The amount of destruction, Richie always goes off on this, and it's ridiculous.
Cars, why everybody wants to win a world championship? I don't know, man.
All of the other things going along with that. And then there's LeBron James coming back. First regular home game of the Cavaliers.
Is he burn his jersey? Do we play the welcome back song?
He's winning. We like him.
Right.
21 after on Good Day.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
One Hit Wonder time on Good Day.
Excuse me.
Actually, quite a nice song.
You're a discontented mother.
Never heard it.
And a rich inventive wife.
You gotta say, me either.
I know that you dream about.
Used to make fun of
the things you'll never do.
Who is this?
But I wish someone had to talk to me like I want to talk to you. And California, anywhere I could run.
Just cock the gun, Rich.
No. Play the whole song.
Made love in the sun, but I ran out of places and friendly faces.
I know we played this with you. I had to be free. Wow. This is quite a story. This is a true story, by the way.
I happen to miss this piece.
No, you have not missed it at all. The song's called I've Never Been Right. An American pop singer. Right. I just have to be quiet for a minute and listen to the lyric line of the story.
Okay.
Art. Let the art flow over.
Yeah, the art. This is a super huge smash. During this time, it's been released twice. 1977.
Well, it's a story of a prostitute. That's really basically what this is. This song was released in 1977, and then again during this week in 1983. I've Never Been to Me.
And it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. It's true, that's love. Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have.
I'm lighting up over this one.
All right. So I have to give you this is the story of a woman who gave herself to men and was never honest about who she really was. So she became a tool, and that's what the story is all about. I've never been to me the story of this is not this woman's story. I think the story was written for her. Her real name is Marilyn D'Angelo. She shortened it to just her first name in 1973. Signed by Motown Records to record R&B tunes under the name Blank Duncan. If I give you the blank, that's the name that she went by. She had two solo albums for Motown. Motown released this song in 77. It didn't do as well on the charts as they wanted it to do. So in 1982, Scott Shannon, who at the time...
Scott Shannon
on the radio.
Was on Hannity's show.
At the request of a girlfriend, he started playing the song frequently, and the demand there brought it around to being re-released. It became a million-selling hit. It was a big, big song. This lady had lost her recording contract by that time. She moved to England and was working in a sweet shop. She was selling candy.
Is that what you call it now?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. After the success of I've Never Been to Me, she moved back to the U.S., resumed her recording career, but she never had a major hit again. One hit wonder, one name. I am shocked that nobody remembers this woman who... This is the first time we've had this happen, isn't it? First time. Nobody remembers this song. Number one this week in 1982 went to a woman named Charlene. That was the name of the artist doing I've Never Been to Me, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Bringing a new pet into the home where there already exists another pet, make sure, if possible, specifically with dogs, to introduce them on neutral territory. With cats, it's a different ballgame. You can't introduce them outside all the time, but you can get the scent of the cat that's coming into the home beforehand, and the scent of the cat that's in the home to the other cat, and swap that scent. That can make a big difference in their relationship. Make sure both pets have lots of toys to play with. One thing I recommend, because there's a lot of arguments over food when you have a new cat or a new dog coming in. One dog doesn't want the other dog going near the food or the cat or whatever. What you need to do is start feeding each pet out of two or three dishes at the beginning. This way they realize that there's food here, but there's also food there, and that will get rid of a lot of that anxiety about the new pet taking their food. And finally, if pets are kind of less thrilled with each other, give them some time. Remember when you first started dating? It takes a while to get to know someone. Give your pets the opportunity, have that patience, and one day you'll wake up and I promise they'll be sleeping whisker to whisker. I'll more next time.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Kyle Bailey at KQEN figured it out, Richie.
What's
that? Those of you who didn't hear the last portion of the last half hour, our daily quiz, we have a one-hit wonder contest playing a song from the last 40 years that was a hit, but only one hit for that artist. And so this this fellow, Kyle Bailey, who used to be, he was a jock probably, about the time, it must have been the 80s, played it as a current hit, Never Been to Me, brought back by Scott Shannon. Shannon, who's the number one morning guy in New York now on WCBS-FM, and he found this song, and I remember it, I dramatically remember it because of the story involved, but all these guys making fun of me, Kenny and Richie and Jennifer, because it's a sappy song.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's a horrible song. Terrible. It might be the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'd go with you on that, yeah. Actually.
The worst thing I've ever heard
is
you
singing. Sammy John's Chevy Van. Well, okay, hey, listen, you won't hear me singing very often.
You know how I feel about low, ra, dirt? Yeah. I'd rather listen to that all day.
Really?
On loop.
So, Rich, you want to play a little bit of that again? So
no, Lowrider is actually a good song. She the only reason she can't stand it is because it gets stuck in her brain all day.
Really? Okay, let's get back to the issues of the day, the things that you need to know on the Good Day program. The story of fugitive Eric Freen and his capture. Have some, let's see, Facebook comments. Kenny, I'll let you jump in with some of these if you want me to read the one from Deborah. She said she was making reference to me asking if the same resources would have been used had the victims been civilians. What I said, playing the devil's advocate, was that in this particular case, I thought that millions and millions of dollars had been spent, and all of these thousands of troopers and police have been chasing this guy around. And I wondered out loud whether the same thing would have happened had this person who had been shot and the other person who had been injured not been a police officer. So Deborah says, in this case, yes, because of the motive, skill, and possession of the weapons during the manhunt, booby traps with pipe bombs were found, heightening the search, the theatrics of using the victim's handcuffs and car to bring Freen in my opinion, are more for the police community than for the public. I think they gained a bit of closure and probably feel relief from the symbolism. But what happened was that the officer that was killed by Freen, allegedly, his handcuffs, that officer's handcuffs, were the ones used to handcuff Freen. Looking at your picture of this guy, he didn't look like a danger to anybody.
Yeah, he looks like a little wimp.
Well,
he's not. Obviously, a gun makes you not a wimp.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Any wimp can use a gun and build a bomb. And
all right, Kenny, get any other comments? Facebook.com/Today, Twitter, Today Show.
Sterling has a long comment. I'll just give you part of it on our Facebook page. He says, the thing that is odd about the entire situation is if Joe Nobody were gunned down and murdered, no one would care. A fraction of the effort would be involved in finding the shooter. Here, due to a man's occupation, the world gets upended and a dog and pony style manhunt is in place.
Well, that was the point I was trying to make.
You can make the case that anybody that would shoot and kill a cop is above and beyond just your average killer.
Is that because they're targeting and they're... I mean, why do you say that?
If you go after the authority, if you go to kill somebody that you know can defend themselves and has a gun, and you're trying to make a statement, you're on a mission.
It makes you more of a deviant?
I think it makes you more dangerous. I think that they are probably...
They think it makes you more...
Right. And that's part of the philosophy here, is that they think that they are a bigger danger to the community, because if they would go after a cop that has a gun and can defend himself, what else would they do and could they do?
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, what else, Kenny, you got there?
That's the only comment so far.
All right, 888-302-3684 for comments. That's the phone comment line. Email comments to Ken or Rich or Jennifer or me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Tonight, Halloween night, the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, will welcome trick-or-treaters to the White House.
Did they just jump over the fence and run to the door?
Door's open. Come on in.
Come through.
Right. Hey, bring a knife if you want to.
I don't think so.
Well, that's the last guy I did.
The Denver police are warning parents to double-check their children's candy because they are worried about suspicious-looking treats that may be infused with marijuana. There also is this, what's the thing about teal pumpkins? What is that all about? We had a story at DougSteffen.com. The teal colored pumpkins have been popping up all over the place. Why? What's the story with that? Kenny, what is
it's
that?
It's supposed to bring, you'll love this, it's supposed to bring awareness for children who have food allergies and might need something different.
Get out of here! Get off of my lawn! Here's your peanut.
Good God.
I'm going to throw peanuts at you.
Oh.
What?
What world have we become?
Oh, my God. Bunga, bunga.
Not allergy.
By the way, stupid, anybody who's letting their kid eat anything that's not wrapped in a factory-sealed wrapper.
Yeah. Like, we all know when we were kids,
right,
you didn't eat that weird, creepy guy's popcorn balls. Sorry.
Right. You did not eat the Rice Krispie treat.
No.
What's the Halloween movie this year? Apple.
What's the Halloween movie?
A bunch of, like, Ouija.
Oh, Ouija. All right. That was number one.
I actually prefer the sequel that's coming up. It's called Squeegee, and it's about a car wash.
Okay. That's good, Jennifer.
Thanks. I'm here all day.
Really? You don't have to be. You only have to stick around a couple more hours. All right, so congressional elections, all 435 congressional seats are up next Tuesday. Only 22 of the 435 seats, only 22, 16 held by Dems, 6 by Republicans, are considered toss-ups. About a dozen others are considered competitive. Other than that, the House remains the same. For those of you who are saying, we got to have change. We've got to get these guys out of there. Oh, to buy them. Yep, nope. In addition to that, the number of uncontested races this year has tripled from 2 years ago. 32 districts have nobody running against the incumbents. And then in 45 other districts, there are candidates from only one of the two major parties. The contestants, the competitors are from the Twilight League or the Tree Party or, you know, whatever. But there's no real serious contest. What a disgrace. And then when you follow the money story, this is really what... In New Hampshire, for example, you can't buy an ad on a New Hampshire or a Boston television station because they are all sold out. If you were to call up to try to buy last-minute advertising in New Hampshire or in Boston so that you could try to persuade people to vote for your candidate, it's mostly Scott Brown versus Gene Shaheen, spending millions of dollars up there, and it still is too close to call. So what are the issues that are grabbing you this season? Social issues? Nope. The economy, health care, the Islamic State, Ebola, and immigration. Those are
the issues. That's why you see this shift to the conservative side.
That's why people... And I thought it was pretty interesting. This week, we didn't talk much about why a lot of people who are eligible to come to our country, who thought they wanted to come to our country at one point in time, have lost their interest. The most common reason for people rejecting U.S. citizenship now include how much it costs to be here, the fact that they can't speak English, and the fact that they really would rather stay in their own home country if they could make it work. So what's happening now, I guess the translation of this, for those of you who don't understand what I'm saying, is we have more and more people who are coming here, but not as in the past where they wanted to stay. No. They come here, they suck as much as they can out of the country,
send the money
back, and then they
home,
go home. They send the money home, and then they go home. They don't want roots here. They don't want to stay here. They just want to take advantage of what there is. As long as Americans don't want to do the work, they'll do the work. You pay them an extraordinary amount of money, 10 times what they make if they were home, and then they buy themselves a BMW and drive themselves back. That's what they're doing. So the worry isn't so much now, and I don't, this is misplaced, I think, all the anger on the border, illegals coming over here, they're not staying. They are no longer staying. The older ones are, younger ones in their 20s, whoosh, in 4 or 5 years, out. That's what they're doing. Now, is that a political problem? How do you deal with that? That's a whole different animal, isn't it? When you think about it. It's not like they want to stay here. I mean, there are plenty of them to do, but more often than not now, the case is that they want to go back. Take the money and run. So what do you think about that? Did I ask that twice? I think I did. What do you think about that? I don't know what I think about it, actually. I don't like them here in the first place. I didn't like them being here when they were going to stay, and I think I like it even less when they come. And maybe, but I should like it better because I don't want them to stay. Am I being a hypocrite by suggesting that I don't like the fact that they are coming here and just doing what we know is so obvious? What's wrong with my thinking?
Tell you what, you can actually solve everything by putting in a sales tax. I'll keep beating that drum.
Uh-huh.
Because who cares if people are here if everybody's paying their fair share?
Mm-hmm. Right. So why isn't there the political will to do that?
Just think about that. I mean, we talk about, you know, crime, criminals who don't pay taxes, people who are able to skirt their taxes. And then, but think about the amount of taxes or tax revenue that we lose every year because of non-citizens living under the table.
Yeah.
And think about getting paid under the table. Think about how much money we could...
It's why
revenue
places
we
like
could
California
create.
Are broke.
Right.
Because the system is broken.
And you would think that politicians, left and right, would see that money that they're missing out on to be able to suck more government
Government doesn't want to get rid of government anymore, and so they don't want to get rid of the IRS. Getting rid of the IRS scares the people in power because it gives them less.
You could still have an IRS. It would just be greatly minimized. I mean, there's still taxes that you have to, control. But, I mean, just think about all that money that they just see just not being collected.
Yep. It's pretty bottom line. How come we can't get out of crime? How come we have so few seats that are contested, and yet people are so upset? The Senate will go to the Republicans. Some interesting contest there, to be sure. But generally speaking, is this what the balance of power really looks like? 14 before the hour. Jennifer checks out the television report for the weekend next here on Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis, revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Jennifer jumps in with what's going on in the world of television. Bill Cosby was going to be on with Queen Latifah, but now...
Yeah, she's got cold feet, apparently. Yeah. This is from
big
Queen
feet.
Latifah.
Have you seen her feet?
Really?
Big feet.
How do you know?
Big feet.
When did you meet Queen Latifah?
I've seen her.
Oh, really?
Big feet, yeah.
Mean. You're so mean. Anyway, after allegations of rape resurfaced around Bill Cosby, the Queen Latifah show has opted not to have him appear on their program. Cosby, who's going out on a stand-up comedy tour, was supposed to appear with Queen Latifah, but the interview has been postponed 2 weeks after Hannibal Buress called Bill Cosby a rapist during an October 16th Philadelphia show.
Yeah.
So
where does he get that information?
Well, I think like there's 13 women in the past who have accused him of sexually assaulting them.
So why wouldn't she ask Bill Cosby if he wants
directly,
to come
right?
on?
And talk about it. I know that's what you would think. Maybe he said no. All right. So it makes me sad because I love Bill Cosby. All right. Game of Thrones cast. Good news if you like that show. HBO has locked up the Game of Thrones stars for a potential 7th season of the hit drama, which there will be because this thing does really well. The actors
the most
who are...
violent things you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, but it does
horrible.
Really well.
Well, what does that say, though?
I know.
Horrible,
but we're signed only through 6 seasons of the show. They've completed an extensive renegotiation, and now they have an option for season 7. That's according to The Hollywood Reporter. Everybody coming back on that program. Now, this is interesting, The View. There's always a lot of attention as to what's going on over there, and after there was a lot of hope by ABC that recasting Rosie into the table, bringing her back, would
How's
make ratings go up. Ratings have gone down, so now
really?
ABC, exactly, has moved it. They've restructured things that has taken The View away from the ABC daytime programming block and actually moved it into the nonfiction
this
news
department.
This is
the last season for The View. It'll be
I
gone.
Think that you're right. I think they thought it was Jenny McCarthy's fault. Well, no. You could recast. I think if they had brought Sarah Palin in, really, it would have done well. But Rosie O'Donnell, Rosie Perez is kind of not adding a lot. And Nicole Wallace and Whoopi are doing okay, but, I mean, even they don't like Rosie. It's pretty bad. Kira Sedgwick also in the news. She will produce and star in a brand new comedy for HBO. She's teaming with the New Adventures of Ulster Sam creator.
Have you seen her? She is being interviewed by everybody everywhere.
Great business person, Carrie Leiser. It's an untitled project, but it will be a single camera half hour comedy. Lazar is writing and both executive producers.
I liked her in The Closer.
I know, you always have liked her. I remember you being an early fan of Kira Sedgwick.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Find out how the price of fuel going down is affecting the price of seats on an airplane. Are they going down as well? Depends on where you're going. I think it's going to be Tom Parsons' answer. We'll get to him in a moment. Tom Parsons from bestnews.com with travel news here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. When I state luck based on no choice lab tests, time can be for those to death.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Some of the great travel apps, Richie, Google Translate.
Oh, yeah.
Bing Translate.
Yep.
TaxiMagic.com.
Don't know that one.
FlightStats.com. Tom, do you use FlightStats? com.
When it keeps track of the flight times.
Yeah, where they are in the air and how long.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really good. There's some good apps. Do you have a Best Fares app or is it just bestfares.com?
We just use Best Fares.
Yeah, might be a good app. How much did it cost to develop an app? We have an app we developed for Doug Steffen, right, Richie? How much did it cost us to do that?
It cost us a lot of money a long time ago, but now we just use the TuneIn app.
All right. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, questions being asked of people like Tom Parsons, who is quoted here, there, and everywhere all the time. You see him in print, you see him on TV and on the radio. The focus on the cost of fuel going down as dramatically as it has. Basically, jet fuel is heating oil, and diesel is the same stuff. Diesel fuel, jet fuel, heating oil, all the same stuff. Most people are paying under $3. These guys don't just buy it out of a truck. They buy years in advance, sometimes hedging in the commodities markets, right?
Yeah, well, actually, Delta Airlines built their, took over some fuel
refineries.
Yeah. So they could save money.
Right.
They used to do hedging. I mean, Southwest did a very good job back in the late 90s, and that's why they were able to sell airfares so much cheaper than the other guys. And but fuel hedging today is sort of almost out. They may think about it, though, now that it's down to 80. I think it was 80, almost close to 80.
Yeah, 80 bucks. Yeah. So what does that do to the price of
AC? Well, I can't say. But, here, let's look at the things. I mean, we've got airfares going to Europe. We've also got what they call a fuel surcharge. When they put the price up to $516 on the average to Paris and Frankfurt and all that, I think it was about $110 when it hit the $516 mark. And today we're at about $80, and that's
so the fuel
mark.
Surcharge tax was up to $100, now down to $80 a ticket for going to Europe. Is that
what you're saying? Now it's $516, and it's still $516.
So those are surcharges, fuel surcharges.
Yeah, they call it. Yeah, that was the reason for them. They're called YQ taxes. If you ever want to see, if you ever look on a breakdown of an airplane ticket, you can do it kind of simply. You can see probably. I looked at one ticket yesterday. There was up to 13 different price levels.
So they're gouging, and then they're taking advantage of the situation now in some way, shape, or form because the price, and plus the Ebola thing, has really steered people away from traveling that far anyway, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it might do that. I think people are feeling a little bit more comfortable with Ebola. I mean, we still have that one little girl up in Massachusetts.
Maine,
wherever. I'm happy for that little girl. She speaks her piece.
All right, so what about the bottom line? You've got about 30 seconds. Can we expect, because of Ebola and the price of fuel, to pay less to travel this winter than we did last winter?
I don't think so, because let's look at the fact that the airlines during the third quarter, many of them almost made $1 billion. American, United, Delta, they're happy with the price points. They keep on coming. The price points seem to be working for everybody, and if everybody loves what they don't mind paying, they can make $1 billion. All that means is if it's 20%, if they get 20% less fuel, maybe they'll make $1 billion once.
So they're not going to change the prices. That's what you can expect, according to Tom. That's what it sounds like to me. Tom Parsons, check out his fares at bestfares.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.